Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell fires to first and has Metzger trapped. There's the throw to Fuentes, who tags Metzger for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Fuentes reaches third base with a triple. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox strikes out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear strikes out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilson, and towards Metzger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Howard reaches second base with a double. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the mound. McDowell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Metzger moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. Cedeno strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rader moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Fuentes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. Fuentes reaches second base with a double. Rader scores. Hart moves to third. It's Astros, 1, Giants, 1. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rader moves to second. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rader hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Metzger moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-3 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes catches it and throws to first to double up Wynn. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hart. The throw from Howard and he is out, Metzger applying the tag. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzger takes first base on ball four. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 0-for-4 in the game. Citino hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fuentes strikes out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-3 in the game. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-4 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. the Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 4 in the game. Bonds is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Spear trying to get to third. Wynn throws the ball into Rader, who tags Spear for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 4 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Metzger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzger. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Metzger steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 5 in the game. Cedeno hits a fly ball towards center. Maddox catches it and throws to third to double up Metzger. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Williams pinch runs for Jim Ray Hart. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 4 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Damaso Blanco now playing third base. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Watson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blanco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 5 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Helms reaches second base with a double. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Howard is walked intentionally. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. Wilson bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Don McMahon now pitching. Jim Howarth now playing center field. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Metzger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Howarth. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-6 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blanco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-5 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Spear moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-5 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.